Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Wisconsin State Assembly Democrats voted to retain Greta Neubauer as the Assembly Minority Leader Tuesday. Neubauer has served in the State Assembly since 2018 and has served as Minority Leader for the Democratic Party since 2021. Assembly Democrats will have an additional 10 seats in this term thanks to new district map boundaries signed into law earlier this year, but will still have 10 fewer seats than Assembly Republicans. In a statement following the internal election, Neubauer said their policy agenda will reflect the will of the people. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and the Department of Workforce Development have announced record enrollment in the state's apprenticeship program. According to a press release, over 17,000 people are currently enrolled in the program, which marks a record high in the 112 years that the program has existed. The apprenticeship program conducts job training and classroom instruction to give students the tools they need to be successful in the industries for which Wisconsin has invested heavily in growth. Spirit Airlines has filed for bankruptcy. The company's finances have gotten worse after its merger with JetBlue fell through earlier this year. Spirit doesn't operate out of Dane County Regional Airport, but it does fly out of Milwaukee. It has direct flights to Fort Lauderdale, Las Vegas, and Orlando. Executives say all Spirit tickets and perks are still valid while they go through the Chapter 11 process. An attorney who defended Jeffrey Dahmer has died. Gerald Boyle defended Milwaukee's infamous serial killer at his 1992 trial. His daughter Bridget posted to social media on Tuesday that her father died Sunday at age 88, writing that Boyle dedicated his life to the relentless pursuit of justice. Boyle had other high-profile cases. In 2001, he successfully defended Mark Chmura. 2001, when the former Packers tight end was acquitted on charges of child enticement and third-degree sexual assault. He defended Green Bay Police arson detective John Maloney in 2005. Maloney was convicted in the murder of his wife and sentenced to life in prison. Visitation for Gerald Boyle will be November 30th at Milwaukee's Cathedral of St. John the Evangelist. A Price County man accused of killing a former girlfriend may have a plea deal with the state. Christopher Dyer is accused of shooting Denise Schwartz, who was found dead outside a Park Falls home in April. Investigators managed to recover a firearm from the scene, and Dyer was arrested a few days later. Since then, he's been held on a $1 million bond but has yet to enter a plea for one count of homicide. Court records show he will do that during a plea and sentencing hearing on December 26, where he would also face a mandatory life sentence for the count. No further court action has been scheduled between now and then. Arson is not being ruled out in three early Monday morning fires in northwest Wisconsin, Sawyer County. The fires took place between 4 a.m. and 6 a.m. A residence under construction and an unoccupied residence were both total losses, while a third fire damaged the Birchwood American Legion post. All three fires were reported by 911 calls and are being investigated by the Sawyer County Sheriff's Office and the State Division of Criminal Investigation. Governor Tony Evers today ordered the flags of the United States and the state of Wisconsin to be flown at half staff tomorrow in recognition of the third anniversary of the 2021 Waukesha Christmas Parade tragedy and to honor the six individuals who were senselessly and tragically killed in the attack. Tamara Duran, 52, Wilhelm Hospel, 81, Jane Kulick, 52, Leanna Owens, 71, Virginia Sorensen, 79, and Jackson Sparks, 8. Thanksgiving Day is a national holiday celebrating the harvest and other blessings of the past year. A tradition on that day includes sitting down and enjoying a delicious meal with family and friends. Many are currently preparing for Thanksgiving, including the United Church of Muscadet Presbyterian. The church will be hosting their annual meal for everyone to enjoy. Cindy Bremer is an elder of United Church of Muscadet Presbyterian and an organizer of the event.
Our upcoming Thanksgiving dinner, we're going to start at 11 o'clock in the morning on Thanksgiving Day. It's a community Thanksgiving dinner, so the whole community is involved in it, and they can volunteer to help, or they can volunteer to bring food for the Thanksgiving dinner, pies, whatever. So it's been going on for quite a few years, our Thanksgiving dinner. 1993 was the first Thanksgiving dinner, and then we didn't have anything during COVID, and now we're just starting it up again.
Donations of food are welcome. If you are unable to prepare anything at home, you can still donate food and drop it off at the church.
We have people volunteering bags of potatoes. Bring them in. We have two guys that love to peel potatoes, so they'll peel potatoes for us. We'll cook them there. If somebody cannot cook their turkey, they need to bring it into the church early so we can get it and get it cooked before that. People bring in pies that day, or you can bring them in early. I will be at the church on Wednesday afternoon, evening, and Thursday morning I'll be there early. So anytime anybody wants to drop stuff off, I'll be there.
Cindy Bremer says that reservations to take part in the meal are needed soon.
We would like reservations in by this Friday, the 22nd, simply because we need to know how many people are going to be there so we don't run out of food. And my phone number is 608-604-5005. And you can call me anytime. If I don't answer, please leave a message. You don't even have to leave your name if you don't want to. Your first name is fine, and how many people you're bringing with. If you want to volunteer some food, just let me know, call me, and we'll meet at the church where you can drop it off.
Everyone is welcome to attend the United Church of Muscadet Presbyterian Thanksgiving dinner on Thanksgiving Day at 11 o'clock. The cost of the meal is a free will donation. Reservations can be made and carryouts can also be ordered by calling Cindy Bremer at 608-604-5005 by this Friday. Governor Tony Evers announced 125 years of Wisconsin State Parks as the theme for the 2024 State Capitol Holiday Tree and invited students to contribute handmade ornaments celebrating how the park system reflects who Wisconsin is as a state. Each year, the Capitol Holiday Tree is decorated with handmade ornaments from children, students, and families from every corner of the state. This year, students are encouraged to explore Wisconsin state parks for inspiration by reflecting on the state's beautiful and diverse natural spaces, significant historical markers, and the unparalleled recreational and communal value of Wisconsin state parks. Students are asked to make ornaments from non-breakable material. They must be strong enough to hold up during shipping and be handled while the tree is being decorated. It is recommended that students do not use fragile items or paper cutouts that may tear easily, and that ornaments are 4 to 6 inches in size and are made from a color that contrasts with the color of the tree so they can easily be seen and enjoyed by all visitors. Please attach a 10-inch loop of ribbon or string from which each ornament will hang. If you have any questions about an ornament, please contact the Facilities Management Information Center at 608-266-1485. Please note that ornaments will not be returned. All students and families are welcome to submit ornaments celebrating 125 years of Wisconsin State Parks and should mail ornaments by Friday to Emily Gorman, Wisconsin Department of Administration, Division of Facilities and Transportation Services, 17 West Main Street, Suite 119, Madison, 53703. The Capitol Holiday Tree is displayed in the rotunda of the Wisconsin State Capitol Building throughout the holiday season and serves as a centerpiece of festivity for those visiting and working at the Capitol. The latest winners in the Ithaca Football Boosters calendar raffle are on Tuesday, Mary Busher, and today's winner is Emily Kirschbaum.